Straight Talk 1400 KJFF, switching gears now a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about Comtree as Jennifer Loretta joins us over the phone lines to talk about the school liaison program there at Comtree. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How are things going so far this year as you get set? I know it's a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a slow time, but when you're in the summertime, obviously school is not in session, but a lot of planning and such probably goes along. And talk about some of the services that Comtree offers with the school liaison programs with our Jefferson County schools.
Perfect. And you're right. It's not necessarily a slow time, but it is definitely a lot of planning time and changing time and hopefully hiring time for some new staff. But the school liaison program that we have in Jefferson County has been going on, I believe, since 2004, which has been, my goodness, about 17 years that we have been able to provide some services in our Jefferson County schools.
How about, so one of the things, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that we've got school liaison therapists in 11 of our districts in Jefferson County. And if you are fully aware of Jefferson County, we're a pretty big county, and we have a lot of schools and a lot of students in the area.
And which schools are involved right now with the program?
Well, out of those 11 districts that we've got going, and that does include their high school, their middle school, and elementary school, one of the goals that we've got is to get one of our therapists at least a portion of time out at each one of those districts, and 12 if we're counting Jefferson College, which I know we'll talk a little bit more later on in this interview. But out of those districts, we're looking at, we've got about 9 liaisons that we are working to provide that service.
Gotcha. Okay. And which schools are actually have these clinics and such?
The clinics. So that is one thing that we are growing at. So not only do we have our school liaison therapists that go out into our districts, one of the things that we have grown with is this thing that we're calling our school-based clinics. There has been a number of Jefferson County schools that kind of have partnered with us with the needs of their students. And looking at these clinics, so these clinics include, there is one at our Fox district. I believe at Fox, and hopefully I'm not quoting this wrong, I believe we do have a telehealth psychiatrist that's out there. We also have one that is fairly new in our hiccups at Dunklin, at our Dunklin district. And at that district, we have a mental health therapist that's out there. We have dental that's out there, and we also have some telehealth psychiatry out there as well. The other one that is a fairly large one is our school-based clinic that is out at Northwest, and I believe it's at the Northwest Valley. That one gets the whole gamut. So we're looking at mental health therapists, we're looking at dental, we're looking at telehealth psychiatry, and we're also looking at primary care at that location. One of the goals that we have is to continue those partnerships with other schools in the area and looking at seeing if we can kind of grow those school-based clinics in other districts as well.
All right. We mentioned it earlier. Let's go to it now. What are some of the services that are offered at Jefferson College?
So Jefferson College. So this is one of ours that it started back in 2007 when we actually got a school liaison therapist out at Jefferson College. That started under the school liaison, but there has been a lot of talk about how those transitional age youth were above 18. And the school age was really focusing on those kids that are 18 and under. But we have had one single therapist out at Jefferson College since about 2007, so a long time.
Okay, good deal. Mm-hmm. How is the program funded and supported as well as staffed?
Okay, so staffed-wise, like I've said, just not too long ago, we have one therapist that is out there for Jefferson College. The funding, how it started, was using that sales tax, but recently we have started a contract with the college that the college pays for this individual to come out and provide this service. Another one that's brand new for me over the program, but also brand new from the program as well, is using some of the United Way funds that we have been able to get for this program too.
Okay, and there is one full-time licensed therapist that is there.
There is, and I know the college would love to grow that because Jefferson College probably runs about 3,000 students per semester. So that's a lot for one therapist to kind of manage over the mental health of that many students, but it is something that we are definitely willing to grow.
Gotcha. Okay. Tell us a bit about the services around mental health out at the college.
Okay. So the services that we have out at Jefferson College not only includes the mental health counseling, but one thing that the college does as well, it meets weekly in what they call a care team. This care team is kind of a cross-functional team that identifies students within Jefferson College that has had some form of a concern. Now, that concern could be with grades, that could concern be with housing. There's a lot of different areas that students could be identified. And what they do in this care team, they bring everybody that they can onto this team. So it includes not only our counselor, but it includes like the chief of police out there. It includes the disability support service. It includes their residential life. And there's pretty many other people that are a part of this team. And what they do in these meetings is kind of sit down and staff what's going on with these students, what are they needing, what are we missing out on, and where can we make the best referrals in order for the Jefferson College students to really be as productive as they can.
Okay. What are some of the trends in students that that you've seen?
So the trends that we have seen, now it does change a little bit. The biggest one is going to be those anxiety, so a little bit of that worry. I'm going to say that's probably the most prevalent that we see along college students. Maybe about 11% of the college students have kind of identified that as one of the issues that has been brought up. Another one that we've seen quite a bit of on top of the anxiety is some of those depressive symptoms as well. That transitional age time of life is a lot of change for these individuals. Some of them are international. Some of them, this is the first time that they might be living away from home. There are some students as well that have come to Jefferson College, not only to play on sports, but they're out of state. So this is definitely a big change for them.
Damn.
We also see individuals that come in for all other reasons as well. There might be a trauma history. There might be some of grief if they have lost anybody that has been going on, and just kind of helping those students kind of reach out when they do present with a need.
Yeah, and when should a student reach out for help? Why is this important for them, of course?
Oh, this is definitely important to break the stigma of reaching out. Some of the things that I want them to know is that it is okay to talk about your feelings, and it is okay to reach out when needed. One of the biggest leading causes of depression is loneliness. So we know with COVID, a lot of our students in Jefferson County have been kind of isolated during this time, so loneliness has increased. And it's important for them to reach out to get that network of friends, and that could be their friends, that could be family, that could be reaching out to us in regards to the mental health. It could also be reaching out to a teacher as well. And I think as far as students go, I think it does require a lot of honesty and self-awareness that if it is something that they feel like it is causing them, and recognizing that it's causing them a struggle, to reach out and get some support so that way there's not as much shame and embarrassment in regards to that reach out for individuals.
How can a college student sign up for the service?
So for Jefferson College, we have three ways that they can reach into the Mental Health Counseling Center. Right now, we are on, I'm going to call it a walk-in. If anybody is in Jefferson College, they know that we've done a lot of changes. They've been reconstructing some buildings and things like that. But we are typically on the top floor of the Student Center. So they can come in, and they can kind of reach out that way. We also have a call-in number. If Ryan, is that okay if I go ahead and give that as well?
Absolutely.
So the call-in, and this is for Jefferson County College students, is 636-481-3215. And the last one that they can do, that some students reach out a little bit easier this way, is through email. And that is just at counseling@jeffco.edu.
What is the length and frequency of services for an individual served at the college?
So at the college level, The college is working with us to provide this free service for Jefferson College students. And we're looking at, outside of that initial greet to kind of find out what the needs are, we're looking at 6 sessions that they will get for free during the semester that they're enrolled in. Now, during that very first initial kind of meet and greet, the therapist and the student look at what's the need. If this is a need that those 6 sessions can kind of help move them forward, then we will walk right beside them in that. If it's something that we feel like they might need above and beyond, maybe it's a psychiatrist, maybe it's the med management, or maybe it's a specialized service, then we provide them with a list of outside referrals that they can reach out to continue to do that.
And tell us about how the partnership with the college has grown to this point.
Well, and the relationship between us and the college is definitely always on the growing end, because the college and Comptree are very interested in the mental health of their students. So we are meeting all the time trying to figure out what's the best way to provide these services for their students, and looking at ways that we can grow.
Now, does the program have plans for growth in terms of what's perhaps going to come up down the road?
So one of the areas, and COVID has kind of prevented this, but one of the areas that I would love for the program to grow is bringing in more group dynamics to the college student. That changed with COVID. COVID, during last year, a lot of the students weren't staying on campus. They were coming and going pretty quickly, go to class, then leave. And like I was saying, with depression, a lot of it kind of stems with some loneliness. So I want to bring back, hopefully if everything continues to go the way it does for this school year, is to bring back some group dynamics on campus for those students. The other area that I want to grow with is bringing some interns. Now, we do have interns at the college that we've only had one intern, so she is my brand-new person that is going to be working with this. But every year I would like to have one or two new interns that can kind of work with the number of students that come in for mental health services.
Okay. And I'm sure you probably have a success story or two with one of the Jefferson College students.
Now, and we do, and I think that's one thing that just kind of reaching out to that therapist to find out what it is above and beyond just the improvement of mood. We had an international student reach out at the beginning of her semester last year, and this is a student that was out of country, so this was definitely a really big change for the student. So the first thing that I was very grateful for is that she reached out to the support that the college has right there on campus for her. So she started with, you know, reaching out, doing her assessment, looking at kind of what was going on. She was having those anxiety and those depressive thoughts. She was also playing on a team at the college as well. And she kind of reached out when things started getting hard to where she was starting to isolating herself from her friends. So she worked with our therapist all through that semester, and actually all through the following semester as well. She was able to continue her growth with our intern to finish up last semester, and it was just great to see the fact that she was able to come in, and she was talking with her intern therapist at the very end of the semester and just realizing how much she has grown with the skills in order to help with those anxious and depressive thoughts, and being able to be open and honest about those, and realizing that in parts of her sports history, when it really was a struggle, especially if the team lost, she was able to kind of rebound from that and use the skills. So that was one of the success stories that kind of came to my mind, is seeing those students grow. And she's not the only one that has grown through the mental health treatment at Jefferson College. And I know there'll be plenty more in this next coming up year as well.
All right. Okay. Well, Jennifer, where can people go to find more information?
So what I want them to do for the college, now if we're looking at students, this could be our, you know, kids that are finished with their high school and they're just getting ready to start here in August at Jefferson College, just going to jeffersoncollege.edu. Right there on their page, they will have information on the mental health services and other resources that the students at Jefferson College can reach out for. Or like I said, they can either email or they can even call into our mental health services there and be able to get as much information as they need.
Okay. Jennifer, thank you so much for the time today, and thanks for keeping us up to date on the school liaison program through Comtree, not only at the college, but, of course, with our local K through 12 school districts as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. That, again, is Jennifer Loretta with Comtree, talking about the school liaison program that they have there at Comtree Services right here on 1400 KJFF.